Drag coach all the time. In terms of what that means for other teachers and the movement here to see your work, but what it means to me, and say thank you, and I'm really proud of you. By the way, Jackie DeBell is my sister. That's what I'm talking about. So I want to talk to you today about two things. I want to do some general comments as I begin. I'm supposed to watch my time. I don't see a clock. Isn't that a shame? And somehow figure when my time is up. I've been asked to talk to you with some general comments about education, and then to tell my story. Now some of you, this is about the fifth or sixth time you've heard me do this, so if you want to rest while I get into that part, feel free. I don't usually tell people to go to sleep during my sermons, but a speech like this would be perfect. I want to talk about the importance of creating safe space. Safe space in our country, in our communities, in our churches, in our schools, and in our homes. First of all, in our country, I want to celebrate that Bill C-389 was passed this week in Parliament in Ottawa. It's a bill for the first time to give some legal protection, a start, to transgender people. It is legal in this country to fire a transgender person from work. It is legal in this country to deny a transgender person accommodation in an apartment building. And that has to change, and the leadership in Parliament is a start. We still have to get it through the Senate and get it signed before there's an election. But Parliament passed that bill, and that's a beginning. We need provincial legislatures to do the same thing and to include transgender rights in the human rights codes of all the provinces. But it's a start. And I celebrate the courage of the politicians who stood up and passed Bill C-389. For those of you who may be relatively new to this movement, whether you're gay or straight here today, you would be arrested in 68 countries in the world simply for being in this room. 68 countries in the world where gay and lesbian people cannot gather and heterosexual people cannot gather with them, and if you did, you'd be arrested. 10 of those countries, those of us who are gay or lesbian or transgender, would be executed. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done, not only provincially, but also internationally. And it's very important for countries to stand up. Canada has always been a beacon of human rights. Unfortunately, without naming any particular government or prime minister, over the last 2 years, Canada's role internationally has declined. And when people used to stand up at the United Nations and stand up in international forums to speak out against homophobia, to speak for human rights, to speak out against hate crimes, Canada was always there until a few years ago. And now Canada is silent. And we need to return to that table. We need our country leading the way for human rights around the world. If we are going to change those laws in those 10 countries, and in those 68 countries, Canada has to lead the way. So let's keep working, even though some of the legal things have been done nationally, we still have a lot of work to return Canada to the place that it needs to be. Secondly, creating safe places in our communities. Whenever bashing happens, whether it's our universities or in our communities, we have to stand up to them. We have to stem the tide. You know, the thing about bullies, if you don't stand up to a bully, they'll try to take over more and more and more of the space. And you have to stand up to bullying, and you have to stand up to bashing. And so in our various communities, whenever there is someone that's bashed or injured or a hate crime happens, the community has to stand up. Because I'm convinced that the majority of people in most communities are good people. You know, and I came up to my grandmother many, many years ago. She had a little saying, as long as Brent's happy, live and let live. And I think most people in communities, even if they don't agree with us on some issues, come from that place. And if we have politicians like the mayor today and community leaders will stand up against bashing, then most people will follow that trend. And it's important to be speaking out whenever and wherever it occurs. The reality across Canada is years ago, you'd only see the gay community or the trans community in the large cities. There were only organizations in the large cities. But that is radically changing. Gay people are coming out in small towns, in small communities, in rural areas, where it may not be as safe as they had hoped it would be. And so it's important in all of those communities to create safe spaces so people don't have to move to Toronto, like I did, to be able to find community. Safe spaces in our countries, in our communities, and in our churches.